Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
So here's Pat Gay from 56 yards out. It is no good.
Now, once again, Kenny Albert on Fox. I didn't know that game was actually on Fox. I had no idea. I thought it was on NFL Network. I had no idea that the game was on Fox. Just, I was so busy with vacation and, you know, traveling. And
was it Fox or CBS?
No, well, Kenny Albert works for Fox, not okay. CBS. So okay. It had to be Fox. But I thought it was on NFL Network. I didn't realize, because usually those Sunday morning games back here, it was Sunday afternoon in Madrid, just 3:30 local time.
It was on the NFL Network, too. That's how I was watching it. But I
also, it was on NFL Network.
Yeah, I thought I saw it on locally.
So maybe Kenny Albert was just calling it for Fox? I mean, for NFL Network?
Yeah.
Because he normally works for Fox.
Yeah, but it was on NFL Networks, but I saw it on one of the local channels. I thought it was CBS, but I could be.
Okay,
I don't know. I think it was CBS because the channel in your room is on CBS.
In my what?
In your studio.
In my, what did you call it?
I said your room. I mean, it is your room right now.
Wait. How are you saying? Can you repeat? Room?
Room.
Room? In my room? In my room or in my room?
Come on, Rooster.
I just want to make sure
doing?
I heard it
what
right.
What are we doing here?
I just want to make sure I heard it right. Okay. Anyway, it like
how
sometimes.
How do you say y'all again?
Y'all.
Exactly.
Yeah, some people say roof and roof and roof. And some people say rough. Some people say tomato. Some people say tomato.
No one ever says tomato.
Can I get some tomatoes? I had a tomato, Kalamata olive, feta cheese. Oh, no, it wasn't feta cheese. It was tomato, Kalamata olive, cucumber salad on Sunday night after the game in a tapas restaurant. With like an Italian dressing that was really good. Really good. Tomatoes, not tomatoes. That. Anyway, Jake Moody is the new place kicker for the Commanders. Again, it's far too late. Matt Gay wasn't good coming into Sunday's game. He certainly obviously was one of the big reasons. There were, you know, look, the number one reason is the special team sucked. Make no mistake about it. Everybody knew that. I posted something late in the fourth quarter, even before Matt Gay missed that second kick. And this was after the San Risto fumble and after the Matt Gay 51-yard miss earlier in the game, that if and when the Commanders lost, you can't blame it on the defense. You can't blame it on the offense at that point, even though they had struggled to convert in the red zone. And this was before Mariota's overtime interception, that this one was mostly on the special teams. And even as bad as Gay has been, and again, he was 13 of 17 before Sunday, you could say that's not that bad, or you could say that's not bad at all. It's not good. I don't know what it is, but it's not good. Sorry, it's not. Nobody should have ever trusted him on any kick, period. And I didn't. Every time he tried it out there, I knew it. And again, said it early on in the season. It was going to be mystery meat. I said it when they signed him. Yes, I preferred him over Zane Gonzalez. That's easy. Even though Gonzalez right now is doing a pretty good job with Atlanta. But just because I preferred him over Zane Gonzalez or even Austin Seibert, who kicked for a couple of weeks pretty well for this team last year before getting injured, and then he stunk when he came back, and that's why he re-lost the job. Here's the problem. The Commanders have lots of issues to fix. I think we all know that. Their defense clearly is a big problem. I think we all understand that. But there is no position, no one area that the Commanders brass for the last year and a half, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, Dan Quinn, and you want to throw in Josh Harris? Okay. That foursome, or at least that trio, Quinn, Lance Newmark, Adam Peters, there is no position that they have failed to inadequately address more than place kicker. Now, you can make an argument they don't have a stud corner. You're right. You can make an argument they don't have a stud linebacker. You're right. You can make an argument they don't have a stud assassin pass rusher. You're right. You can make an argument that they have a mishmash at running back. You're right. You can make an argument they don't have a number two receiver. You're right. You can make an argument they were dumb for counting on Noah Brown. You're right. But they fixed the offensive line, or they addressed the offensive line. They got the quarterback if he can get on the field, stay on the field. But there is no position that they have failed more times than succeeded, certainly, than at place kicker, period. End of argument. It's been a disaster. It's been a complete disaster from the start. Because here's the thing, and I truly believe this, they have, outside of one brief time at the end of training camp at the end of July last year, their first year, where they've had a two-man competition on the 90-man roster. Other than that, that's it, man. That's it. They have not adequately addressed it because they have not taken it seriously enough. That's the league. Okay? It's not just any kicker is the same. Six of one, half dozen of the other. No. It's really hard to find. Granted, really hard to find. But they have screwed that position up significantly. Now with Jake Moody, when Jake Moody plays a game, that's two place kickers this year that kicked in games, right? Last year, it was Zane Gonzalez, it was Austin Seibert, it was Greg Joseph, it was Cade York, and they signed the European League kicker and somebody else who actually didn't kick in games. They had six kickers last year. Six! At one point or another, preseason, training camp, regular season, postseason. Six! And four that actually kicked in games. Seibert, Zane Gonzalez, Greg Joseph, and Cade York. Remember Cade York? Oh, well, Brandon McManus obviously never even kicked in a game, so that's one of the extra two. And then there was the European League kicker whose name I forget. Six. And then this year they say, well, we're going to plunk down a bunch of money on Matt Gay. Well, Matt Gay, again, just real quickly here, four of his five misses this year came from 50-plus. In a league, again, I'll just keep saying this, right? I'm sorry, five of his six misses came from 50-plus, and two, obviously, on Sunday. It's a league where people are regularly kicking 55 and under. And he had, again, five misses and four makes from 50-plus. You can't have that in today's NFL. It's not the same position that it used to be. And the only way I know how to get better is to take the competition more seriously. For a team and a regime that stresses anywhere, anytime, any place, any now, and competition and doing things the right way, They have consistently bleeped up this position. They, even when they spent money on it, again, they have completely bleeped up the position. So there you go. There you go. All right. On the Team 980, we continue along right here. So 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where are we here? Let's go to the phones and get to our guy Sean in Connecticut on the Team 980. What up, Sean? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Good, Sean. What's going on, baby?
Good. I think I missed the opening part, so I was fascinated to hear about your stomach trouble on the boat, but I'm glad you're okay now.
I'm okay. Yeah, it was not a great experience. just being honest. So,
I'm glad you're better now, but I'm also glad that that didn't happen when we met up before the week one game, because that would not have been enjoyable. I'm glad, like, I called them last week. I wanted them to lose. I'm glad they lost. I'm not surprised at all they cut Matt Gay, but at the same time, I honestly wouldn't have cared, because him being our kicker would have given us a better chance of losing, that's all I want to do now. So, there's that. I'm just really disappointed, though, with how all the draft picks have looked. I know Quan Martin was a Ron pick, but he's really regressed. Mikey Sanders, though, my God. I know he wasn't, like, all-worldly last year, but he's been terrible. And I'm not saying this because of the punt return. I don't blame him for that. It was the first time ever returning a punt. I don't care about that, honestly. But he's regressed. Johnny Newton seems like he's like nowhere to be found most of the time. Ben Sinnott, who's also hurt now, has done nothing besides score two garbage time touchdowns and block here and there. So just really disappointing and kind of discouraging to see this. But with that being said, I still have faith in Adam Peters, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he does this offseason. And also, I don't know if you saw that Navy released their jerseys for the Army-Navy game. I just want to say this real quick. I'm kind of underwhelmed by both Academy's jerseys this year. Obviously, I like the Army jerseys a little bit more. I think the Navy jerseys are doing way too much. And I also wanted to say, I wasn't sure if he had served or not, but on Veterans Day, I was thinking of your late friend Pete Medhurst, and I was thinking of you and him.
Oh,
so I just wanted to shout out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Army Navy
jerseys just yet, but thank you for that kind thought. I was thinking about, you know, Pete, I think about Pete all the time. And Navy had a huge upset win over South Florida over the weekend. That was cool. Yep. And you and I get to see each other every year at Army Navy because you're a big Army guy. Your family, obviously your dad served in the Army and all that. And even though it's different branches and whatever, it's just such a cool tradition. So hopefully we'll get to see each other in Baltimore again. But it's interesting for me, Sean. Like, wins and losses are very important to me. Obviously, it's the scoreboard that counts and all that. It's the name of the game. But I have become, as I get older in life, more of an experience kind of guy. And that's the way I look at Army-Navy. I know it's really important for Army. I know it's really important for Navy, and they want to win. But, you know, you do it with class, dignity, the pageantry, what have you. I kind of look at Sunday's game in Madrid, Dolphins, Commanders, two horrible teams, kind of the same way. You know, two horrible teams played down to each other's level, and one had to win. And, well, I guess they could have tied. One won and one lost. It was about the pageantry. It was about the experience. It was about the it was about the experience is the best way I could put it. And even though it's really frustrating that the Commanders couldn't find a way to win and had plenty of opportunities, plenty of opportunities. To me, like, even though there was disappointment that they didn't win a game that was very winnable, it became more about the experience, being the first ever game in Madrid, being, you know, on stage internationally, seeing how the fans acted and operated and came together and bonded and celebrated and enjoyed each other's company, even during a miserable season. You know, that's what sports has become more about for me, even though winning and losing is very important. And maybe that's just me softening as I've become an old man, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. And obviously with the Army Navy, it's really bigger than football. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a good way to look at it, especially when the team that you're covering or rooting for is just bad. But yeah, I mean, I obviously it's a good to win for the guys' confidence, but at the end of the day, a loss, it was the best thing that could have happened to this team. And as far as I know, there were no more major injuries. I could be wrong about that, but we just got to keep improving our draft stock and just hope that the off season works out better for us than this past off season did. So thanks, Chris.
Yeah,
have a good one.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Sean. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980. I tell you what, we got to take another break. Come back and we will get more calls. I see Mark and Largo show next, Tim in North Carolina, and Mitch in Jersey. We'll get to you guys. We'll get to also where the Commanders go from here, because at 3-8, coming into the bye, Denver ahead, for some reason still stuck on Sunday Night Football. Where do the Commanders go from here? Are you flat out rooting for absolute, just utter misery for the next month and a half? Or do you want them to win because you want them to show that pride, that competitive spirit, that fight? Where are you at on that scale? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, 25 minutes after the hour. Good to have you with us on a back-to-work Tuesday afternoon. AMAC with us on the other side of the glass. Cowboy B relishing a Cowboy victory last night in Sin City in Vegas against those very, very, very impressive Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, just a little bit of on-air producing here. Should we do the Cowboy B segment today? Like, just... Okay, never mind. Cowboy B says no.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think he's mentally prepared for it.
Why you say that?
Well, I just think he needs some time to digest what a win feels like. You know, I mean, they don't do a lot of winning with the star on their helmet, so I think he needs to process properly what it feels like to actually win a game that you're supposed to win.
He says you guys are on a 6-game losing streak, by the way. I feel like this is what Rooster's doing, Cowboy B. He saw you say no, so he's trying to entice you by antagonizing you and hopefully that you get on the mic, crack the mic, and then somehow we find ourselves in a Cowboy B segment because he's antagonizing you so much.
301-230-0980.
Am I wrong?
I like to antagonize. I like to poke the bear a little bit. I do. I just think he needs time. And quite honestly, we have a lot to get to. So I like to let it marinate a little bit. There's no reason, you know, we don't have a game to preview this week. The football season around here is over, so we're going to be talking a lot of the rest of the NFL and not as much Commanders because, quite honestly, the Commanders suck. And that's the question that I kind of brought up before the break, is where are we at now? At 3-8, losers of six in a row. Although this one, much more competitive, but that's because the level of competition was much lower. Make no mistake about it. Dan Quinn calling defense and doing a pretty good job is only represented by the fact that the opponent stunk. And quite honestly, the next couple of weeks against the Denver Broncos after the bye, against the Minnesota Vikings, against the New York Giants, are probably going to look similar because all of those offenses stink as well. Quite honestly.
Our offense doesn't suck.
The Giants offense?
Yeah, we have a terrible defense. I can sit here and talk about defense. Our defense sucking, but our offense is I would say at worst average.
Average might be okay. I mean, I think they were certainly building something with Jackson Dart. And then obviously he gets hurt again, or he gets hurt. Dable gets fired. I mean, I would love to see what the Giants offense looks like with Jackson Dart if he could stay on the field and healthy and stop getting his bell rung. Yeah. And what do you call it? The wide receiver, Malik Nabers. Yeah. I'd love to see that. You know, just from a competitive standpoint, to see what they look like consistently. But just like I'd love to see that, I'd love to see Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels play together. You know, just like we're finding out how good George Pickens is. George Pickens is playing with the best quarterback by far he's ever played with. By far. We're finding out how really special George Pickens can be, right? I don't know how we got on this, but we'll be talking more about the rest of the, you know, because honestly, at 3-8, I mean, the games don't mean anything anymore. They just don't, you know, and at this point, right, I am a big, like, you've got to show signs of progress. You've got to compete. You've got to fight. You can't give up. You can't just throw in the white towel. But at this point, with this team, with as many things as have gone wrong this year, I'm almost at a point where, I'm not quite there yet, where, like, I don't know. I don't want them to intentionally lose by quitting and giving up, but I don't want them to win. I don't want them to win because winning actually hurts them. Winning actually hurts them. So I want them essentially to play hard, but to lose. Let's go to the Mark and Largo show. Hello, Mark and Largo show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man? I'm sorry about your stomach, man. That's not a healthy feeling throwing up, man. It seems like, you know what, when you're in your 50s, man, it seems like you're about to die when you start throwing up, man. It's crazy.
It was an awful feeling. It was an awful feeling.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Chris, I know a lot of people were against jumping on Adam Peters, and I think the bandwagon for me is getting a little bit bigger and bigger about Adam Peters and stuff. And what I'm trying to say is I don't want Adam Peters to get fired, but Chris, what I'm really saying is this has been the biggest problem with this organization for the last 30 plus years, which is bigger than Dan Snyder's. Now, I understand you had a personal encounter with him, and I get it why you can't stand him, and I'm with you there, and I'm quite sure Dan Snyder is a horrible human being. I'm not knocking that either, but what I will say is there's two things I think Dan did that if it played out were the best things he did. Bringing back Joe Gibbs was number one, and number two, I thought Scott McLuhan, if Scott McLuhan was allowed to do his job, this team would be much better off today than they are now. But his buddy, Bruce Allen, decided he wanted to strong-arm that situation. For Adam to become a good GM this offseason, I think he may need some help.
How so?
I think they need to – there's nothing wrong with putting more people in your office, in your front office, who can give you better ideas to make you feel better as a leader.
I don't disagree with that.
Now, I mean, Chris, let me say this. Right now, it's bad what's happening to this team and what's happening – or it's bad on to the point of you got – I honestly think you got a lot of GMs around the league laughing at him. And that's why I say it may not be a bad idea for him to reach out either to San Francisco or somebody else that he could bring in that has a sharp mind that could excel and make this situation go. Because Chris, if we're like this time next year, his job's in jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. Because three years, even though that might be too quick ultimately to move on from what they took over, 3 years is about the, you know, it's about the litmus test window at this point.
Yeah,
most owners are not going to give you more than 3 years.
And I understand that, Chris. Here's the problem with that. A lot of the players that he wanted to get rid of that were former Ron players, and I get it, half of, you know, 50% of the Rams secondary are former Commanders players. And they're doing pretty well. I mean, sometimes you just can't get rid of people out of emotion. And it seems to me, I don't know if you get this, it seems to me like Adam reacts emotionally. He doesn't think strategically. He goes on emotion. Like, I thought the Jahan Dotson move was an emotional move. It was not a strategic move. It was an emotional move because a lot of people were saying a lot of things. You don't react like that unless you see the kid.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to kill him for that trade because they, like, Jahan Dotson has done a couple of nice things for the Eagles, like a big catch in the Super Bowl, which set up a touchdown, a catch in their win in the playoffs for a touchdown over the Green Bay Packers. He's had a couple of moments. He had a couple of moments here, but if he wasn't their type of player, somebody who was willing to fight through physical contact, somebody who could block on the edge, somebody who could help in the running game, what do you want them to do?
The only thing you could argue is don't
trade him in the division because they took a chance to by trading him in the division. But, you know, so far, I don't think it's killed them.
No, but Chris, all what you're saying, he would have been a better off benefit for here. Because at least we would have him for his fourth year. If you didn't want him, fine. What's the number one problem we got in the offense, Chris? We got a wide receiver problem.
Yeah. Well, they've got a wide receiver issue.
Like
there's no doubt.
Emotional.
Yeah. Listen, Mark, let me jump in because we're way late. I got to run. Look, they have made some moves that have kind of backfired on them. I don't think Jahan Dotson's trade has really backfired. I mean, could you make an argument that he would be better than some of the jabronis, ham and eggers that they've had? Sure. Sure. But they're trying to establish a culture when they make that trade. Here's how we want things done. We're going to tell you how we want them done. We're going to show you how we want them done. We're going to harp on you and get you to buy in. And if you buy in, you're going to be good. And Jahan didn't buy in for whatever reason, whether he couldn't or whether he didn't want to. And it's not like he's gone off and just gone on to great and big things in Philadelphia. Now, he did, again, win a Super Bowl. Congratulations. But it's not like Jahan Dotson has been some epic weapon for the Philadelphia Eagles. Same thing with Emmanuel Forbes. Emmanuel Forbes has made some nice plays for the Rams, made a nice pass break up in the end zone the other day. And he's had some moments. But moments are not what defines a football player. Consistency. Doing things the way we want them done, whether right or wrong, is how it works. Like, they've let go of Jamin Davis and Fedarian Mathis. Those two guys have bounced around all over the place. Haven't hurt them a lick. They let go of Brandon McManus at the beginning of last year, or after they signed him in the offseason, before he even got to the regular season. And that hurt them last year, not as much this year. You know, you're going to make some moves that backfire against you. That say, you know, in hindsight, we shouldn't have probably made that move. We shouldn't have given up on that guy. But then you're going to make moves like Jamin Davis and Fedarian Mathis, so far at least. And, you know, maybe you can make an argument for others. Brian Robinson has had a moment or two with the 49ers, but not more than a moment or two, where you say, all right, you know, like, they're good, talented players. They just weren't the right fit. Culturally, physically, style-wise, philosophically, whatever. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring also Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus. There you have that. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina. I'm trying to put together a list of the place kickers that this team has had since the Adam Peters regime began. And I know I'm forgetting about at least one, and I'm hoping to find it before I give you the complete list. But I've got a bunch on there. What's up, Tim? How are you?
Chris, I'm doing all right, bud. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I was out there in Spain with you. I was in Barcelona. And then
beautiful. Ended up in Madrid. Did you have a good trip?
Couple of weeks. Yeah, it was very entertaining. I was at that Irish Rover on that Friday, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And and then I was over in Madrid on Sunday. We had a big deal over at that Plaza de Toros. It was a big old Miami Dolphin, Boston Redskin deal over there. That thing was really bad.
And that was what, near the stadium or...?
Yeah, it was probably about 20-minute bus ride over there because we did the on-location project.
Oh,
deal.
Okay.
On the back half of the trip, anyways.
The hotel they put for that the NFL arranged for media was the hotel that had the Dolphins NFL experience travel package. So my hotel was overrun by Dolphins fans.
Oh, I hear. My mom was packed with Redskin fans.
Oh, there you go.
Packed.
There you go.
We were up the Hyatt Century. You know, the Gothic Quarters is where we were at.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And you're talking about that food out there. I do want to get to the football.
Yeah.
About some of that stuff was, you know, kind of interesting. We were sitting down on the water in Tarragona on the Mediterranean. And they brought my wife's meal out there. And she's from Buffalo. She don't know much about seafood.
Uh-huh.
And she had a fish, a full fish that was filleted in half, literally from head to tail, and all they had on the head was half an eyeball. I said, man, I'm laughing like hell. I mean, I'm cracking up. I said, oh, this is going to be interesting as heck. And she just stared at it. And then they brought my meal out. Chris, I kid you not, I can't say it on air, but what I was looking at looked like something that was coming out the next day in a mush pile, put it that way. And I was like, oh, man, this ain't going to be good. We started eating steak burger the rest of the time we were out there.
I didn't have one. You know what? I did have a burger. I had a burger at the hotel on Saturday afternoon after went to the Royal Palace in Madrid and
I forgot the name of the art.
I forgot the name of the art museum that went to. But we went to back-to-back mm-hmm. tours, and remember Saturday right. It was freezing cold and rainy and windy and whatnot.
Yeah, Saturday yeah. was nasty.
Yeah, but
yeah,
a little American food was good, although my burger was excellent, but it was served with sweet potato fries, which was interesting. But whatever, I mean, part right. of the, you know, but I mean, like, I don't know, the culture, the experience, it was different. It was hard to kind of adjust to at times, but you know, it was also cool to kind of open your eyes and experience something new. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a blast. I love the experience. We had a great time.
I'm glad
we were over at that Royal Palace, and then from there I ran over, because like you said, it was a terrible day, yeah. nasty day that yeah. day. We ran over to that that Miami Dolphins thing that was in the plaza.
There
was a
okay.
big to do for them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of the plaza yeah. was. And there were some Dolphin cheerleaders there, and I had my Redskin hat on, but I'm in a rain gear too, black rain gear. I tell my wife, man, I said, you take a picture. I mean, these Miami Dolphin cheerleaders are pretty hot. I'm 59 years old, but you know how men's minds work. They're still like 20 years old. You got to take your hat off. I said, I'm not taking my hat off. You got to take it off. No, hell no, I'm not taking my hat off. So I go up there, and I ask girls, I say, hey, do I have to take my hat off? And they're like, no, but we appreciate you asking. You can go ahead and keep it on. So I get a picture. I ain't going to lie. I was a Dolphins fan for a day after that picture.
I'm sure your wife couldn't have been too thrilled about that, but that's okay.
No, she didn't care. I got a cool wife. She didn't care. It was just two of them. When I got to the Irish Rover, they had about five or six, seven of them at the Irish Rover, so I got a picture with the Redskins.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you had a great trip.
Came
man.
Back. It was a great trip. But getting back, you were talking about where we're at with the Redskins and how you feel the rest of the season. I tell you, I'm back to Ron Rivera and prior to Ron Rivera. I start the season off. I always start the season off with a lot of hope. And then about, you know, Ron Rivera and prior, rounds week four, week five, I'm starting to get really, really pissed. Six, seven, I'm just disgusted. About usually eight, nine back in those days, it just gets comical to me. And that's where I'm at with this situation. It's just comical. I've got two season tickets up in the club level. I've got two season tickets down in the lower level. Plus, I had that Spain trip. You want to talk about somebody that's – I just laugh now, man. It's like, well, nothing I can do about it.
A lot of spent money on bad football.
It is.
But
– it is, and I'm on the same boat as you are as far as win-lose. I hate to say it. I want to see him be competitive. But, you know, Ron Rivera was like this a lot back in his day. But we'd always fall right in that 16, 17, maybe 13 draft pick in the first round. But you kind of get screwed right in that area. So I'm kind of with you. I mean, you know, I don't know if we'll get in the top five, but I'm kind of with you on this thing. Yeah, I'm still going to the games, traveling up there from North Carolina, but I'm kind of with you. I agree with you on this one.
I got you. Great to hear from you, Tim. I'm glad you had a good trip despite the loss, baby. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Chris, I appreciate you taking the call. And,
I appreciate you.
Have a good rest.
You too. Appreciate you. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey here before the break. What's up, Mitchell? How are you?
Hello, Chris. What's up, Mitch? Feeling better?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Washington, how does Washington go from almost making the Super Bowl last year to needing a lot of help? They need help at defensive line, everything but quarterback, pretty much. I would love to see him get one of the USC wide receivers, especially Mekhi Lemon. Terrific wide receiver. He's a good slot. I think he's a first-round pick, and I hope Washington to get him with a bunch of other talent that he barely needs.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of work to do before I start honing in on specific players like that, so I'm going to take your word for it. I know you're a big USC guy. But here's the thing. You know, they only have, six picks? I think it's six picks is what I counted last time. Because they don't have a second and a fourth. They have a total of six picks right now. Of course, that could change. Right now, they would have a first-round pick, which right now would be seven overall, a third-round pick, no second, a fifth-round pick, 147, two sixths, and a seventh. That's what they would have. And here's the thing. The number one thing they need, even more than a wide receiver, which is a need position, make no mistake about it, they need an assassin on defense. They need a difference maker. Because even when you have that, like Cleveland with Myles Garrett, think about it. Myles Garrett's had a 5-sack game and a 4.5 sack game, I think, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, right? Maybe it's 4 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks, but I could be slightly off on that. They have a cyborg.
No, you're right.
And they still are not that good on defense. There's still plenty of games where they give up plenty of points and yardage. But you need to have one of those guys to build around them to have a chance to get back to where they were last year, unless everything else magically goes right. And not that everything went right last year. It didn't. But a lot of things went right that have gone wrong this year. So either you need one of those guys to have a really good chance at having a really good defense, or you need a lot of good karma and a lot of good luck, which is really hard to come by. Either one is hard to come by, but I think you're better off if you get the cyborg, the assassin on defense, then worry about filling out the rest of your roster, i.e. wide receiver, getting a better option at tight end, you know, stuff like that, and maybe bulking up your interior because, quite honestly, they're not great on the interior of their offensive line, so on and so forth. So that's where I'm at. Like, that number 7 pick right now, to me, like 80% of me, if not more, thinks it should be defense if there's a defensive assassin available.
I also think they need a tailback, too. Chris,
they could. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mitch. Listen, you are not going to tell me that they do not need another running back. Don't forget, Jeremy McNichols is a free agent. Austin Eckler is a free agent. He's not coming back in all likelihood. Brian Robinson was a free agent. Bill's under contract. Rodriguez, I think, is a restricted free agent, but I want to double-check that. Point being is they absolutely need help there, too. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, we're not going to have time to get to a call before the top of the hour, but I will give you this. Heading into Week 12 of the NFL season, though the Commanders cannot lose this Sunday. Yay! But you know what could happen? You know what could happen, AMAC? What could happen?
Could you fall into last place?
No. Heading into Week 12 of the NFL season, according to Joe Ferreira, who's was a local TV executive. I'm not sure where what Joe does now, but Joe has always been like considered the master of NFL playoff scenarios because he used to work for networks and all that. And Adam Schefter just retweeted it. So, you know, I've met Joe a time or two and followed him forever. Our first playoff elimination scenario comes up this week. No playoff clinching scenarios, but our first playoff elimination scenario. You know who could get eliminated from playoff contention this week?
Your Commanders.
Your New York Giants.
Oh. Is that just coming up this week?
Yeah. The Giants, 2-9, will be eliminated from playoff contention with a Giants loss and a Dallas win against Philadelphia. Not easy. The Giants play who?
Detroit, I believe.
Who? A Giants loss and a Minnesota win, or just flat out a Giants loss, which is weird.
Detroit and Detroit. Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. The third scenario is a Giants loss plus a Seattle win or tie. I'm sorry, not just a Giants loss. I thought it was kind of complicated. But anyway, the Giants, if they lose 2-10, would be eliminated if Dallas wins as well, or Minnesota wins, or Seattle wins, or ties. And there's some complications to the scenarios as Joe breaks down. Follow Joe at Joe NFL, but the Giants could be the first team to be mathematically and realistically eliminated. The Commanders are realistically eliminated, but they are not mathematically eliminated. Maybe by the time we get to next Sunday night, which is another problem, which we'll discuss on the other side, we will have more of a chance of seeing that. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, come and join us for our final hour of power on this Back to Work Tuesday, back from Madrid and Barcelona, and with you on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.